Harley says it'll spend $109 million to buy MV Agusta. The Italian firm only shipped about 6,000 motorcycles last year, compared to Harley's 300,000. But Harley wants to expand in Europe, and Agusta sells a high-performance sport bike that Harley hopes will attract more younger riders. Harley-Davidson president and CEO Jim Zimmer says the deal has several good points.
So we looked at it, it's a way to increase our international exposure, it's our way to increase our European exposure, it's our way to be more relevant to the performance bike industry, which, by the way, makes up about 50% of the heavyweight motorcycle industry worldwide.
Analysts say the deal probably won't help Harley's earnings per share for several years. They also warn it'll take some doing to resume production at Agusta's partially idle plants, and that could lead to a strain on Harley's balance sheet. But Zimmer says Harley's manufacturing and distribution expertise will help Agusta. Analyst Craig Kennison of Robert W. Baird acknowledges the deal comes amid Harley layoffs and slumping sales in the U.S.
Well, the U.S. consumer has slowed, that's for sure. You know, Harley sells about 200,000 bikes to the U.S. market, but it sells about 100,000 bikes overseas. And the overseas market is growing double digits.
The deal comes a day before Harley opens its motorcycle museum in Milwaukee, a few days before the company reports second quarter earnings, and a couple weeks before a big meeting with Harley dealers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.